Good morning, everyone. I am Assemblywoman Kati Petrie-Norris. I represent California's 73rd Assembly District. Thank you all for joining us this morning as we announce AB 2924, which will end the practice of child marriage in the state of California. I want to say a big thank you to Unchained at Last and to all of our coalition members who fight tirelessly for these hidden victims. And I want to say a special thank you to the survivors of child marriage who are joining us today to share their stories. When I first learned that California has no minimum age for marriage, I was shocked. California is one of only four states in the country that has no minimum age for marriage. We like to think of California as leading the way, as being first. Well, this is a place where we are failing to lead. And this is a place where we are failing too many young girls. Because the evidence is clear. Child brides experience disproportionate rates of mental and physical abuse, sexual assault, and even murder at the hands of their partner. They're more likely to drop out of school, earn low wages, and live in poverty. Disturbingly, anti-trafficking groups across the country report that child marriage is increasingly being used as a front for child sex trafficking. And that's why the United States of America considers marriage under the age of 18 to be a human rights abuse. That is why the United States of America has joined 153 countries as part of a United Nations commitment to end the practice of child marriage across the world by 2030. And here's the thing, we don't need to wait till 2030. The time is now to end the practice of child marriage here in California. There is a national movement to end child marriage, and I'm so grateful to be joined by many of the leaders of that movement today.